HarperCollins presents Not Just Cricket, a reporter's journey through modern India. Written by Pradeep Magazine. Read by Ranjit Madgavkar. Dedicated to my mother, Raj Dulari, who gave me my first lessons in loving kindness. And father, Kishan Lal, who taught me the value of inclusiveness. Chapter 1. Past in the present. The house in Karan Nagar had crumbled from neglect, having been uninhabited for nearly 2 decades. The roof of the 3-story building had caved in at many places, and the stairs inside were on the verge of collapse. I still attempted to climb to the small room on the 3rd floor where I had spent most of my early childhood. The armed policeman escorting me was too scared to follow me up those stairs. For him, the climb was not worth risking his life. For me, the place held multiple layers of tangible and intangible memories, as it was there around 50 years ago that I had been haunted by imaginary ghosts while preparing to sleep, waiting for the reassuring presence of my mother, who would be busy in the kitchen on the ground floor till late in the night. Only 2 of my cousins were still living in Srinagar in 1990, when violent militancy swept through Kashmir. They had to abandon the house. People were protesting in the streets of Srinagar, and violence and killing became widespread in the region. Anyone suspected to be an Indian agent was on the hit list of the militants. While those from the majority Muslim community were also being killed, Hindus in particular feared for their lives. Slogans laced with Islamic sentiments in support of freeing Kashmir from India were getting louder by the day. Most Pandit families had begun migrating to Jammu and beyond in the stealth of the night, hoping that normalcy would soon be restored and they could return to their homes. My parents had migrated from Srinagar in far more peaceful and harmonious conditions in 1964, when my father, a customs official, was transferred to a small township in Haryana, then still Punjab. I visited my grandparents in Srinagar once a year, reviving ties with my relatives and basking in the nostalgia of a childhood that was fast becoming a speck in my memory. By the late 80s, our visits to Srinagar became more infrequent, as most of my relatives left their hometown due to a lack of jobs in the valley. They sought greener pastures in cities far away that may have been formidable and alien, but offered economic security and a bright future for them and their children. My profession as a cricket writer and journalist offered me many opportunities to revive my ties with my lost roots. Working for the Hindustan Times from 2001, I would look for any excuse to do a story in the valley and let the pangs of the past course through my veins, causing me immense anguish and simultaneously great joy. Migration, city life and job compulsions can make one insensitive and robotic, but a whiff of the past lived in innocence and even ignorance of harsh realities makes one human again. Be it the story of Parvez Rasool, the first Kashmiri Muslim cricketer selected to play for India in 2013, or the separatist politician Sajjad Lone's path-breaking decision to fight the 2009 Lok Sabha elections, I would visit the valley to gather material on them. These stories held a touch of poignancy, tinged with irony for readers, as a Kashmiri Pandit in exile was writing about prominent Muslim figures of the valley without rancor and even celebrating their successes. It was on one such sojourn in 2006 that I forced my way into the Karan Nagar locality. The area where we lived was like a ghost town, dotted with rows of dilapidated empty houses, ravaged by time and utter neglect. For me, it was like visiting a tomb, trying to connect with a past buried in the ruins of those houses, yet alive in my memory. I had to literally
Sample complete. Ready to continue?